Good to see you all this evening. If you have your Bible, if you'll turn with me to the book of Acts and the 6th chapter, that's where we'll begin our study. The book of Acts and the 6th chapter. I have some visiting tonight. I want you to feel at ease. I encourage you to get your Bible and study with us. If you will, begin reading with us at verse 1 from the book of Acts and the 6th chapter. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on him. Then the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. They tell me to hit this B, and it still keeps coming on. But I want you to take note in the book of Acts and the 6th chapter that every disciple of Christ at this time was concerned about the word of God. And if you think about today, every disciple should be concerned about the word of God increasing, or as the New King James Version says, growing. And when we speak of the word of God increasing, let us remember that we speak of the word producing the results and not increasing in revelation. The word that we have tonight is complete and final. There will be no more revelations. You can find in your Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 that we are told to study to show ourselves approved. And you remember that Paul is admonishing that young preacher not only to study to show himself approved, he said, a worker who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we now are concerned about the word producing the results that it should. We have the completed revelation. We have God's word, all that we need in its final form. And at this time, we want to observe how the word increased or produced results in New Testament days. And you know, it just might surprise you under the conditions the word of God grew. First of all, notice in your Bible, in the book of Acts and the 6th chapter, that in verse 7, that the word of God increased in spite of problems in the early church. Let us take note of the conditions that we just read. Notice that some of the disciples were murmuring. They were complaining because the Hellenistic or the Grecians were being neglected because of the Hebrew widows. And notice they recognized the problem. Notice at this time they took interest of the fact that the apostles and the church did not ignore the problem. These widows that were being neglected of their daily distribution, they did not just push it aside and say it'll take care of itself. They did not ignore the problem. They had a problem. They recognized the problem. And they said it needed to be solved rather than just pushed aside. So how did they solve the problem? It was not solved by building some type of human institution to solve its problems. They did not turn to the world for the answer, but notice the apostles gave the command to select 7 men to tend to this business. And because these men were doing this work, the word of God increased. God's word was not hindered. Those that wanted to preach, the apostles at that time, look at the statement in verse 2. They said, it's not desirable we should leave the word and serve tables. They said, we need somebody else to do that so we can continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So they selected these men to take care of a need that was being neglected. And they solved the problem. They continued to preach while others were taking care of the problem. And I want you to note that the Bible said that the Word of God increased. It was not getting the job done when the problem was there. It only got done when the problem was solved and they were able to go back to preaching the Word. Now you think about today. You know what needs to be done so the Word of God will grow? Each local church needs to solve its own problems. We cannot ignore problems and expect the Word of God to grow. The Word will be hindered until we solve problems. And I tell you, that's been the trouble with a lot of congregations, a lot of elderships, a lot of local works that have no elders. They just push the problem aside and hope it'll go away. And I'll tell you, my friend, that problem will fester, that problem will grow, and before long the Word of God's not growing because everyone is focused on the problem. What we need to do is solve the problem so that we can make sure that the Word of God increases. You know, my friend, you can look at those that have benevolent needs. We have deacons who take care of that. And it's a blessing at Eastside that we have individuals who are able to sit down and to talk to those who have a need. Then you think about division. You think about even within their own ranks, when there's been division, isn't it wonderful to have someone like the elder sit down and take care of the problem? When we need to discipline a member, and maybe even withdraw fellowship, not to be ugly, but because they're living in sin, and we turn that one over to Satan, lest they should be led astray and lose their soul, we try to bring them back to Christ. We do that so that they can have their soul saved, and yet, my friend, keep them from causing more problems in the local church. So when I read my Bible, I recognize whatever a problem is, it must be recognized and solved so the Word of God will increase. And may I say tonight that one of the reasons that the Word of God's not increasing like it should is because we look at our problems too much instead of the good we can do. I have heard so many people in my day always complaining and always murmuring. And you know, my friend, there can be people that try to help fix that problem, and there's going to be some people that no matter what are never going to be satisfied. And you know what I've learned? I can't allow that to hinder me from making the Word of God increase. But then if you take your Bible, look in the book of Acts and the 12th chapter. And in the book of Acts and the 12th chapter, notice, if you will, at this time that James has been beheaded and Peter is in prison. And notice that at that time, God delivers him from the prison, and there is Herod's violent death. And so you can think about at that time that a lot of problems was going on. Peter had been in prison, and death no doubt was to come to him, but he was delivered by the Lord. And then if you take your Bible, look down at verse 24. But the Word of God increased and multiplied. Or it grew and multiplied. I want you to think about that the Word of God not only grew in spite of problems, the Word of God increased in spite of persecution. And notice that, my friend, this was people being killed. This was people being put in prison. And notice there was prejudice against the people of God. Civil powers were persecuting the people of God. Worldly pleasures opposed the Word of God. And yet at that time, the Word of God grew. I stand amazed of that. I stand amazed that in spite of what was going on, all the problems of that day, the powerful Word of God increased during the days of persecution. And I like that statement, the Word of God. Notice, my friend, it wasn't some watered-down gospel. It wasn't something man-made. It wasn't some creed or catechism. It was the Word of God that was being spread. The Word. Eliminating all others. And notice, my friend, that that can be true today. The world will meet you with opposition. And it will come from the same sources. Some will be prejudiced and say, oh, I'll tell you about the Church of Christ. And they don't know anything about the Church of Christ except from what they've heard from other people. You're the people that believe this. You're the people that believe that. And I'll tell you, my friend, what we need to do is say no. What we believe is the Word of God. I don't stand on anything else but the Word of God. If I stand on some tradition, if I stand on some creed, if I stand on something that some magazine wrote or some college said, I'm standing on the wrong thing. What I need to stand it on is the Word of God. Because the gospel has the power to spread and multiply. It has the power to bring lost souls to Christ. That's why Paul said in Romans 1:16, he wasn't ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also the Greek. But then I want you to think about a third thing. Open your Bible to the book of Acts and the 19th chapter. And when you come to the book of Acts and the 19th chapter, if you will, look at verse 20. In verse 20, the Bible says, "So the word of the Lord increased mightily and prevailed." Now, look at when this is taking place. If you go back in the book of Acts and the 19th chapter, you'll find this is when Paul was at Ephesus. And notice that some of them, it says in verse 9, were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude. And so Paul departed from them and withdrew the disciples and reasoned daily in the school of Tyrannus. Here were people that opposed the Word of God. They were prejudiced. So I am beginning to see a pattern. The Word of God increased in spite of problems. The Word of God increased in spite of persecution. And the Word of God increased in spite of prejudice. Notice, my friend, those people had hardened their hearts. They would not believe the truth. Instead, they spoke evil of the way before the multitude. So Paul takes them aside. Then if you have your Bible, drop down to verse 19. Notice what is done in verse 19. Many who had believed came confessing in verse 18 and telling their deeds, and many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. Have you ever thought, my friend, that they said, we need to get rid of these books that are leading people astray? We need to get rid of these books of magic. And I'll tell you, my friend, that's what's needed today. If we want the Word of God to increase, it would not harm in one bit to get rid of some books. I know that might surprise my wife to hear me say that. But there are some books that need to be getting rid of. Books of magic, the creed books, the filthy literature. All these books that lead people astray, it would not hurt for them to be burned. But I'll tell you, in spite of prejudice, the Word of God increased. Isn't that powerful? In spite of problems, in spite of persecution, in spite of prejudice, souls were saved, Christ was glorified, the church was edified. You know what we have before us? We face a great choice in life, whether we will help the Word of God increase or hinder. A lot of the reason the Word of God isn't increased is we're so internally focused. And we've got our complaints and we've got our murmurings and we've got our problems. And we don't want to face persecution and we don't want to hear about the prejudice. So we don't spread the Word. But notice, my friend, in spite of problems, in spite of persecution, in spite of prejudice, the Word of God can grow. You know what that leaves us with? No excuse. No excuse. I've had people say to me, "Preacher, people today just don't want to listen to the gospel. They say we need to bring in something else." I want to tell you something, my friend. The gospel hasn't lost its power. It still has the same power it had in the days of New Testament Christianity. The Word of God can increase, and numbers can increase, and a local church can grow. How? By the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're here tonight and you've never been buried with Christ in baptism, we want you to know that you can confess Christ as the Son of God and be immersed. As we stand and sing, we invite you to become a child of God.